community of members, coaches, and professionals working as a team of like-minded individuals in constant pursuit. Connecting this exclusive group with the tools and resources they require to live a high-performance lifestyle, conquering what life has thrown at them. We are Living the Fit Life.
Welcome to the Living the Fit Life podcast, episode 40. I'm your host, Chad Mueller, and I'm joined by not just one, but two LP coaches today, Coach Adam and Coach Laura Lee. How's it going, guys?
Great.
Yes. This is going to be super fun. Got two coaches. Last time we talked to you, Laura Lee, we had a chat. You, me, and Michelle sat down and learned about your story. And I think at the time we were talking about yoga or the early beginnings of your story with yoga. And I wanted to see if you could tell us a bit more about that, because I think that's the topic of today's conversation.
Yes. Thanks, Chad. Yeah, I think the last time we spoke, I was in the middle of my journey, my yoga journey. And so just to remind people of that. So I took, I actually went away a couple years ago with Claire to a She Getaways. And one that was a kind of a fitness weekend for women up north. And we had the opportunity to do a yoga class, which we knew nothing about. Jana was coaching that class. And I can remember, one, it was an extremely hot weekend. Two, there was probably 50 women in this room. And three, I remember Claire and I looking at each other going, what is this? Because it was so challenging for us and we loved it. So then COVID comes along, and if most people know me, it's kind of like, oh, I gotta get my hands into something, you know, besides working full time coaching at the gym, and got to figure out what else is going on. So I wanted to do something else, and but I wanted to do something that one, that I would really enjoy, and two, that would help serve the members of Limitless, which is everything is so near and dear to me all the time. So I was looking at yoga, and but I knew that yoga is not something that our members, like, if that's kind of the word. It's not challenging enough. It's not in their headspace. We know, high performance, that's what our crew is. So then I remembered the yoga and I searched it up. So I initially took my first course in January 2021. So I did about 20 hours of prep, 40-hour course, 30-plus hours of practice teaching. Shout out to my crew, Mequin, Heather, Jenny, who were always with me, but then Katie and Amanda and so many others that kind of came in. But I had this crew of amazing members who were on this journey with me. And then I was coming to do my exam in the summertime, and just like a lot of things in life, like life just happened to me. And I wasn't prepared. And when we talk about this, because I know Chad and Adam, you did a session with me on Wednesday, you'll be able to attest to this. It is something that I wanted to, one, do really well, two, to honor the yoga program and Jana. And so I ended up, I felt that I wasn't ready after all of this. And I took the course again, and it was the best thing that I could have ever done. And I came out of that course just this like, oh, okay. And then I finished the course on the Wednesday, Friday, I did my demo. I did another 40-hour course, 75-minute demo, and I was so pleased with myself. So that's my kind of journey. And the exciting thing about today is we have with us a very special guest, Jana Webb, who is the founder and CEO of Joga, who I have been blessed and honored to meet. And she probably doesn't know the impact that she has had on my life, because I've never told her, so why would she know? But besides the paper, and she'll give you the paper in the background, but let me tell you, this, how I experience her and what I know of Jana is, one, she's smart. I would say AF, because she's so smart. She's funny. She's resilient. She's courageous. She is one badass woman who has truly, truly just affected my life in ways that she'll never ever know, just by knowing her and being coached by her. So I am going to pass it over to Jana. Thank you again for joining us today, because I know you are extremely busy. And but yeah, I'll just kind of pass it over to Jana or Chad. I don't know if you want an intro or.
Well, I'll just say, welcome, Jana. That's quite the intro.
Oh my God. I'm like, can we do this every Friday?
Yeah, just call us up. We'll be here. Just let us know.
Yeah, that's pretty. Thank you, Laura. And you know what? I never actually get this communication with the coaches after we, you know, we spend this time together. So first, I really appreciate hearing all of that, because you're right. I don't get to hear all that. And it means a lot to me. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
A lot. And hi. Hi, everybody else. Like, it's so great to be here. And I'm so excited because this is local for me. And you guys are so close. You're in Kitchener, I believe. And it's really cool for me to see how our program is, you know, this ripple effect, right, of, you know, what we do in this big picture and then how we make impact in all these different athletic communities around the world. So this is fantastic. And we're super excited to be a part of everything that you guys are, what you're doing and what you're building.
Jana, I feel like I've met you already, because Laura Lee, she brought the heat on Wednesday and she was a pro. Like, just the yeah. way she cued us and she talked the language, and, you know, she talked to us like we were athletes and just made sure our movements were so crisp and perfect. And like, my body felt incredible after the session, and I had a workout, like a different strength workout later that day. I felt awesome for that. So very cool to see the direct benefits and some awesome coaching from Coach Laura Lee. Love it.
Well, and that's really cool, because I mean, that's our whole, you know, that strategy is exactly what we try to do, right? We try to get this in your body so your workouts are better, so you can perform better at all the other things that you're doing, you know, when you piecemeal your program together, right? So I'm actually really happy that you had a workout that day, because everything about yoga is for activation and, you know, turning on those intrinsic stabilizers, firing all those core muscles, getting your periphery, your eye, your neuromechanics fired up, so that when our athletes go on the ice or go into the weight room, it's like they don't have to spend that 20 minutes getting ready, right? It's like they already feel ready in their bodies.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
exactly what we felt, right, Chad?
It was a nice, yeah, it was a good.
Did it?
I did it too, yeah.
Oh, right.
Jana, I said, the only way we can do this is if you guys actually do it, because you need to be able to experience it so we can all commiserate together and talk about it together.
This is like the perfect storm. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. True professionals here. I think it would be helpful for the listeners. I think when they hear yoga, I'm sure some people are aware of it and probably make the connection to the yoga, but maybe you can just give, and I'm sure you've been asked this question hundreds of times, but maybe give the listeners sort of a quick pitch of what yoga is and sort of how it came to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'll do this as quick as I can. So yoga as it stands today is this three-dimensional movement program hybrided with the science of yoga and the biomechanics of sport. Really what yoga is for everybody that wants to do yoga, but really doesn't understand the yoga language and or can't touch their toes, are not flexible. So really what I've done over the last 17 years is taken all the amazing science pieces of breathing and relaxation and the mindfulness of yoga, but transcribed or translated that into vocabulary that's digestible by our user, which is the athlete. And then the most important piece is actually changing what yoga looks like and feels like in people's bodies. So we understand that athletes are in movement all of the time. And so you will never see like a tree posture or any kind of yoga posture in our program that does not make sense to the biomechanical features of how athletes move or how they train. And so everything that we do is in movement, and it's in three-dimensional movement, and it follows suit to how athletes actually have been moving their bodies for years, as opposed to introducing this modality that's completely foreign to their neuromuscular system. Right. And so how I explain it the best is, like, my son plays hockey. Of course, he's Canadian. And he's been doing skills and drills since he was 3 years old, like the same skills and drills as crossover, as skating, you know, all the different things that he works on the ice. And then I always say, what happens if at 20 years old, he goes to college and a strength and conditioning coach or a coach of some sort says, hey, we're going to start doing yoga as a rehab or as a recovery modality. So little Will, who's 20, knows nothing about yoga, nothing about that kind of modality, goes into a hot yoga class and tries to do yoga. Well, first of all, that yoga class is not going to be on par with what he's been doing for all of his years. So athletes will go and do like a typical yoga class and they'll come out and they'll be like, oh, I felt flat, or I overstretched, or I felt like I pulled something, or my back hurts, because that there's no yoga program out there that is designed specifically for the programming of an athlete, right? And so that's the space that we moved into. It's like, hey, awesome, there's great things about yoga and I cheerlead yoga, but yoga teachers aren't designed to work with athletes moving at high speeds, facing impact, right? And who have these set of neuromuscular patterns that have been ingrained in their bodies for like 14 years. And then you go throw them in this hot room, they can't breathe, it's stressful. It's kind of like all of the opposite things that they actually need for their body. And I remember that I got introduced to yoga through hot yoga. And the teacher like asked me to sit there cross-legged and I was like, and to be calm. And I wanted to like rip her face off because my hips are so tight. Like when I sit cross-legged, like my knees go like this and I have to like hunch over and I'm like angry, like angry hips. And so yeah. I was like, this is cool. Like, I like it as an athlete, like this breathing and this like thing about, you know, being in your body was fantastic. But I was like, the whole landscape of yoga needs to change. And so this has been like my life's work. Did I answer the question?
Yeah, you did. Perfectly. Yeah. I mean, I think me and Adam go ahead, Lorelei.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, when me and Adam were going, when Lorelei was taking us through it, like, I think we both sort of a few times looked at each other, like, because everything resonated. Like, the terminology, we are both athletes and we both are ex-hockey players and we live in a sort of an athletic world. And a lot of the terms just felt normal. And I've been to yoga before too. And I would probably say the same thing. Like I was there and it wasn't a good fit, you know? And I think that's the biggest thing. Like it's just much more relatable and the things that you're doing aren't foreign, where yoga, there's a lot of movements where it's just like, this is the first time I've ever done this. And it's crazy, crazy difficult, really, really hard. And you can't see how you could progress or improve in that specific movement.
Right.
At least that's what happened to me on Wednesday, at least.
Well, and the thing too, especially with you guys. So Chad, how tall are you?
6'5".
So very different. This was great for me too. Very different body, body types. And then, so the movements were, both of you were completely different and exposed various weaknesses and differences in your body type. But what I liked about this too, is that, especially when going back to what Jan was saying about, you know, sitting cross-legged, this program gives you that permission to, your body's not going to do that. And we aren't going to put you into postures that your body just can't go into. And then we're going to give you permission to say, if your body's not even going into this one, it's because of X, Y, Z, and let's try this. Where a lot of times when I was doing yoga too, I was feeling like it was not that it was like a shame thing, but it's like, I can't do this. And as an athlete, and Jana will always say, what is the athlete going to do? They're going to do everything in our power to get to that posture. Even though I can't do it, I'm going to do it because that's how, as an athlete, I do, right? I go for everything. And then the injury comes and then we go from there, where this program works the complete opposite of that.
Yep, totally. And it really, I mean, I must like congratulate you, because it feels like you really found like a pretty awesome niche in yoga. Like yoga, sorry, when did you start yoga? How long has this been going on for you?
So I started with the Calgary Stampeders. So that would have been, I've been in Toronto now 12 years. So 17.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay. So the story, the chronological order behind all of this is, I went to Japan. I did my training over there, brought that back to Calgary. And then just like anybody who's starting in the fitness business, I like put posters up. I was like, come train with me, come do this thing. And like, nobody came. And I was like, oh shit, this is hard. And then I went to yoga studios and I was like, I have this new certification called Ishta Yoga. That's the training modality that I was taught under. And these like yoga studio owners gave me the up and downers, like, yeah, we'll call you. And I was like, oh my God, yoga people are mean. And I'm like, I can't believe I have to audition to get like a job as a yoga teacher. You know, I had a marketing background and worked in a pretty high profile position prior to this. I was like, this is like all wrong. Like I'm coming in here for like $30 for like an hour, but meanwhile it takes me 2.5 hours. So I was like, I'm just going to start my own thing. And the place that I started working with, and everything comes full circle, was a place called Innovative Fitness in Calgary. The owner of that studio used to play for the Calgary Stampeders. So I started to work with him privately, and he's like, man, this was awesome. And then coincidentally, I was working at another studio, and the strength and conditioning coach from the Calgary Stampeders reached out to the studio and said, hey, do you have anybody that would come and train our athletes? And the studio owner at the time was like, oh, we got like Jana would love this. So they chose me. I went and trained the Stampeders, or they came to the studio. I can't remember exactly. But that first session was like hell on water. It was.
Yeah. Like a bunch of football players as your first session. That's throwing right? into the deep end right there.
Yeah. And it failed miserably because I was still trying to get, even though I had this like yoga background that was designed for individual bodies, it was still yoga. And so in that first session, I kind of had that light bulb moment where I was like, oh my God, these guys can't do this. They don't understand what the words I'm saying. Virabhadra, like we speak in Sanskrit, like that's the yoga language. So I'm talking about like chakras and Virabhadrasana and Vrikshasana. They're looking at me like, is that like somebody I dated? Like, what is this? You know? And anyway, so that was when I had that light bulb moment. And so the Calgary Stampeders became, you know, my guinea pigs essentially for this creation of yoga. I didn't even know what I was doing at the time, but what I found myself doing was communicating with the athletes, asking them about, hey, how did this breathing exercise help you pregame, postgame sleep? How did this movement make you feel prior to a workout going on the field? And what I found myself doing was making programs. And that's really where it changed from yoga to yoga, in that the yoga world lives over here and teaching classes and at studios, and they come in and it's just, they're guessing of what sequence they might do for that day. Whereas yoga became about how are we going to program so we are in alignment with the strength and conditioning, with the rehab team, with the skills and drills, with the head coach, even with the management, right? Talking to them in a vocabulary that made sense from a business perspective. And so this, you know, 2-year process with the Calgary Stampeders, I didn't even know it was going to be called yoga at that time, right? It was just me and an athlete chatting at one point in my studio, and he's like, you got to call this something. And that's where yoga was born.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really felt that in the session with Laura Lee on Wednesday. You know, every cue, and you know, can you bring your knees together and really activate your adductors? And can you, you know, bring your ribs down and activate your core so, you know, your spine is neutral? And can you squeeze your glutes when you're in the, like, you know, like everything was related back to athletic performance, not just holding the stretch as deep as you can, or not just, you know, finding the position. It was really about, we sat back in saddle, like a traditional yoga saddle stretch. But it's like, we're not just going to go back as far as our body will let us, which isn't very far for athletes. We're going to like squeeze our glutes and get really activated so that when we're in that position, you know, we're firing everything that needs to fire, right? So that was probably the most fascinating part that.
Oh, Adam's
frozen. And Corin.
Oh, there he is.
Adam, we lost you for a sec. Yes.
My internet connection is unstable. Yeah, no, I'll let you guys roll with it. But I find it fascinating, Jana, Laura Lee talking in this language to the athlete mindset about, you know, adductors and glutes and core and just being engaged. That's so awesome. As a personal trainer and a coach myself, I love hearing that. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're the people that we've been trying to sell for 20 years, 17 right. years. So we've had to learn this, right? Like I had to, you know, I did my work in terms of shadowing different strength and conditioning coaches and or understanding the demands of everybody else in that ecosystem. Because for me to sell yoga or to get the buy-in, you know, you can imagine there was lots of conversations that needed to happen just to get one opportunity, maybe with one athlete or a demo with one strength and conditioning coach or an athletic therapist, right? And so it's been this story of years and years and years, first of all, taking this type of modality and just trying to introduce it to sports. Imagine 15 years ago has not been an easy feat to then, you know, getting to into these NBA facilities, NHL, NFL facilities and trying to sell my program, right? So I really had to learn how to navigate through that ecosystem of sport. And I really had to understand all of the different roles and the demands of all those people in those roles. Because the truth of the matter is that when you get that type of position at that level, you got there for a reason because you're pretty effing awesome, right? And so, you know, you don't want to come in with this, like, there's no ego, there's no, like, my program's going to, like, make your athletes, like, win a championship this year. It's like, hey, like, I've got this cool modality that really intertwines or could be, you know, a great part of your overall training program. What is the best way for me to introduce it in a very, like, vulnerable, humble way so that there was no, you know, overstaking of territory? Because in pro sport, is, and you guys both played hockey, it's a very territorial business, right? Sure. Especially when it comes down to the athletes, like those trainers really take their work with those athletes very seriously. And they're very weary of who they introduce their athletes to. Sure. Because there are a lot of trainers and a lot of people out there that should not be, you know what I mean, working with at that mm-hmm. level. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And so for you, like, it sounds like the main target is sort of professional athletes, but like, can you give us sort of an idea of like who yoga is for and what you guys sort of spend most of your energy on and who's sort of participating in this?
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of like backwards, right? Like that, the reason it started with professional athletes was just because like, that's who I got my first opportunity with. Mm-hmm. And I saw a huge gap missing in the pro sport industry where that they did not have this type of recovery modality. They didn't have something for athletes to access in terms of like their mental well-being, their emotional well-being and their physical well-being. And so for me, we just went there right away because that was the low, like, believe it or not, that was the low hanging fruit. But what we've understood over the years is that now by having this buy-in from the, you know, the best athletes and sports teams in the world, we're able to access more athletes from a college level all the way down to my son's age, all the way down to the little guys who are 7 and 8. And really what we call is it that yoga journey, like for the athlete, meaning that if you're a child athlete, youth athlete, college athlete, you know, in your prime, you know, NHL or whatever career to then like post-retirement, how can we be a part of that entire puzzle, right? And so, you know, for the younger athletes, it becomes about giving them tools just to learn about their bodies, right? Like, you know, I see these 14, 15 years old, like pushing around weight. And I was like, do you even know like where your big toe is? Like, do you even know like where your body is in space? And so I think there's a fundamental step that's been missing in development all of these years. And so for youth development, like we're partnered with Hockey Canada right now, and we're on their gold medal pilot program. And we're so excited about this because we get to introduce this to these athletes at that critical time where they need to learn, first of all, how their body moves and how they can control their body. But more importantly, we're giving them tools like breathing exercises and relaxation techniques to manage what's about to come. Right. And, you know, even just hearing this whole new story with, you know, Kyle Beach and like this TSN story that just came out, like, you know, I got very emotional listening to that because I have been in the face of athletes that have gone through, you know, similar situations, and there sometimes isn't nobody for them to talk to. And so sometimes it's this like quiet thing that we do in that we're giving these athletes some sort of crutch so that when they aren't heard, right, they have something that they can manage for themselves. And I mean, that's like the severe side of it. But like, even with our young athletes, we're like, if you're stressed at school, at home, like we don't know what's going on in this person's life. And so all we can do is give them tools to empower them, right, to be accountable for themselves, And that's it, you know, and beyond and anything that beyond that happens is out of our jurisdiction, right? But we're like, hey, here's what we do. Here's some mental, physical, and emotional tools for you. And hopefully you can access these, not even just in your athletic career, but just in your life when you need them. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's incredible. Very. Yeah, that's awesome.
You're maybe thinking what I'm thinking, but we deal with a lot of corporate athletes. You know, people who are hustling every day in their careers with their families. I'm excited to hear where you kind of think we fit into the journey, because we're still pursuing as corporate athletes, pursuing, you know, feats of, you know, we're trying to be better in the gym. We're trying to run a triathlon. We're trying to run a marathon. But are we? What if we haven't learned those fundamental, you know, principles of movement and body awareness? Are we fitting in as like almost like a child from that sense, like a young athlete, or are we like post retirement? Like, where do we fit in the yoga journey?
That's a good question. Well, I think that corporate athletes kind of think they're professional athletes.
Yes, we have a big ego, like we're
right, and so we treat you like that. Yeah. In that it actually is about how do you earn your edge. Like, it is actually about performance, because typically the type of athletes that do triathletes and the work that you guys do, you're high performers, right? And so we're going to give you the same programming that we give our pro athletes, because really it's not different, right? If you're performing, you know, at work, or you're performing in front of, you know, thousands of fans at a, you know, NBA facility, is it different? It's not really. The pressures are the same, right? And I always say, like, we coach you wherever you're at, right? And that is a huge, like a huge piece of our winning, is that no matter where you're at, we're going to coach you there, right? Like, we're going to give you benchmarks and we're going to give you progressions, because the athletic mindsets needs to know what's next. But no matter what, we're going to coach you where you're at. We're going to keep you safe. And as you mentioned, Adam, is that whole thing about activating the glutes and adductors and all that thing. It's like, athletes are intention all of the time. Like, we know this, like, when you move, right? Like, we have to adhere to those principles, right? But then on the mental side of it, it's like, have you, as a corporate athlete, have the people that you're training ever even been introduced to these mental skills or this breath work that could push them, you know, just that little bit further, or get them over the finish line a little bit faster, right? Or could that idea of like their big toe connecting to their pelvic floor, to their eyeballs connecting to their middle finger, like all of the things that we're teaching, could that make a difference in what they're trying to achieve in their day-to-day? Because let's face it, those people that show up to do triathlons, I'm sorry, that requires way more commitment than I would think any other athletic program, like any other athletic competition out there, right? And so if we can make gains with those types of athletes, because they're already committed, right? They're already, they are doing it. And so if we can make any impact with like those types of athletes, then I think we have a whole new niche, right? So thanks to Laura, thanks for you guys introducing this, because I think, you know, triathletes and people who do like spark, like all those crazy things, I could never do it. Like, I'm just going to say that out loud. I have no desire to do it. I like to drink my wine every night. I like to know. I do not have the discipline for that.
I think that's a great question. And it's a great answer. And I think also, like, taking it a step further, like, when do you fit this in, this sort of modality? So, like, how do you fit this into someone's routine? So, athletes have their strength training. Like, is this like a pre-workout, post-workout? Is this a rehab type of thing? Like, is this prehab? Like, how do you fit this in if you're sort of going to start talking to somebody about yoga, and how can our listeners sort of understand how they're going to fit it into their sort of training regimen?
Yeah, great question. And again, this is why we live outside of yoga, right? This is where we live more in the strength and conditioning lane rather than the yoga lane, because we really need to be cognizant of where an athlete is in their periodization period, where they're at in their season. You know, obviously individual athletes and training for a triathlon is a lot different than, you know, an NBA player who's got like, what, 52 60 games in a season, right? And so there's lots of variables, season, off season, what sport, what the athlete's periodization periods are. But what we try to do with our curriculum is give the yoga coaches, first of all, the introduction to the idea of this, right? That there's all these different dynamics and variables that you need to be able to understand and manage. And then second of all, give them programming that would fit into all different scenarios based on all those different variables. So what Laura Lee would have done with you is called our Firestarter program, I'm sure, with a little 1-2 punch, a little regen at the end, which is kind of our inaugural program, because what this does is it could be used depending on sequencing and timing and holds. It could be used as a full-on workout, which is probably what you guys experienced on Wednesday in terms of activation. Mm-hmm. Or if we programmed it a little bit differently and we didn't do the holds as long, or we just, you know, did 1 or 2 reps, athletes would then use that as active recovery after a game. And or if we did, you know, fewer reps and longer holds, athletes would use this as activation. So this isn't part of our whole curriculum, is saying here's the programs, but it really comes down to design and how you put it together, that it could be placed in many different scenarios. And from the rehab perspective, you know, probably 50% of the people that do our training are physios, chiropractics, and they need a back to play strategy. You know, they need something, you know, where they're working manually with their client, right? Whether it's a knee injury, hip, groin, whatever, to then, you know, trying to get them back on the field or back in the weight room. This becomes something really good that they use to augment, right, that gap. Which I really think there, again, that's a space, and we've noticed over the years that we live in, because there's now Animal Flow. There's lots of different competitors out there right now, but yoga really does have that science and that rehab piece, that our physios, actually, I just got a message from Amy Padilla. She's one of our physios. I met her through the Phoenix Suns. She came into our curriculum. And she now works with Russ Wilson, who's obviously quarterback for the Seahawks. She's like his private person that travels around, and they do yoga, you know, all of the time. And I just got a video with Russ Wilson doing yoga, and like a video for like Amazon Halo. Like, he's now using this as a part of his like workout all of the time. So that's really cool. I've never even met Russ Wilson before, but how amazing is it that one of our coaches that came to do our training has made such an impact on this player that he's now using it as, you know what I mean, what he does every single day. And just like Laura today introducing me to you, like, this is where we start to see this ripple effect, whether it's, you know, making impact with all these different athletes in Kitchener, Waterloo, to working and having impact with like Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks. Like, that, you know, for me, like it's taken so many years just to get to this, right? Which there's a lot to celebrate there.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's huge. And I think Adam, this fits right in with, like, we've talked oftentimes, right, about like 360 proactive recovery, right? And like, this seems like just another piece of that whole sort of formula to take your members, to like giving them the opportunity to take their sort of fitness to the next level.
Yeah, 100%. It's such an awesome tool, like Jana said earlier, to earn your edge. Like, if I've now seen like two spectrums of corporate athletes or people with full-time jobs and trying to train for CrossFit or trying to train for endurance, which means triathlon, running, cycling. And they just want to train and train again. But your performance is very limited at a certain level if you're ignoring a bunch of the foundational pieces, which is, you know, we figured out that recovery is a huge part of this. And like Chad said, I put yoga into almost like a performance and recovery tool at the same time, where it's like, you're getting, Laura Lee said this to us, we're like, should we count this as our workout today? Or what should we? She's like, it's going to be hard, but you're going to feel great when it's done. And that's kind of like your guys' tagline, is that yoga is challenging enough to stimulate the athlete's mind, but then it makes you feel, and truly it does help you recover, muscle recovery, mental recovery. So yeah, Chad, I think it's such an awesome tool. We've been, you know, dabbling between a few different like online tools that you subscribe on a monthly subscription to, and like, you know, this will be great, but then it's like, I don't want to sit and stretch for 30 minutes before bed, and I don't want to, you know, do these stretches before my workout or whatever. But like this is now it's a tool that's with a purpose, helping you prepare for a workout, helping you recover for a workout. A great addition to your weekly training. I mean, I'm in between, like, are we doing this, you know, once a week, or is this something that our athletes should be doing like 2 to 3 times a week, but each one with a purpose, you know, one of them to prime them for their big workout of the week. Yeah. You know, what's your peak workout? Another one to help you recover at the end of the week. And then one just to get your body feeling good in the middle of the grind.
Totally. And that's exactly it. We encourage 2 to 3 sessions a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long?
Like, and this is the other thing. Like, we, you know, we program down to 20, like minimum 20 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, 30 minutes, because what I've learned over the years of being out there in real time with working with real teams is that, you know, I worked with Brooklyn for like the Nets for 4 years, and they would fly me in, and, you know, I thought I had like 30 minutes, and then all of a sudden, you know, skills and drills took longer. They're like, Jay, you've got 10 minutes. So I had to, and that, say, for example, that day was recovery. In 10 minutes, I had to figure out a way to activate the parasympathetic nervous system to create those regen qualities in a very limited time. And so I always say the Joga program is very sophisticated in that we take in consideration the human system and then how all the other systems underneath that human system work and integrate together to produce a very impactful, effective result in a very, you know, in a quick way. And so, as you guys know, we start with breath work all the time, respiratory system, and then we move into movement, circulatory system, then muscular system, then neuromuscular system. Like, it's layered very strategically. There's no guesswork. And that's what I always say to my coaches. You don't have to like change the program. The program is the program. It's, you know, I've done so much work to make it sound proof that you just need to understand it, right? And you need to coach all of those little nuanced pieces, because that's what makes our program different. While you were talking about your athletes, one thing that just popped into my head is there's this rehab component, recovery component, in terms of performance. And this is, I think, where, you know, our program is a game changer, is when I go in and work with, say, and I'm going to go back to the professional athlete, just because this is where I live most of my days. But if I go and train, you know, the all-star player for the NBA, for example, or for the NHL or NFL, and I teach him in 1 second about how all the different pieces of his foot mechanic relate to his pelvis stability and how his hand mechanics connect to shoulder stability. And I get this opportunity to teach him one new thing about his body that in his entire career, he's never heard of or never felt in his body. I get the buy-in, because he's like, how didn't I know, like, my big toe was connected to my pelvic floor, which was connected to my breath, which then, if you think about an athlete in performance, right? If we work on an athlete from their foot mechanic and then work through that kinetic chain, their gait changes, right? Like, how they move, that dorsiflexion of the ankle joint, how does that impact that, the lift of the pelvic floor? If we can get more mobility in the hip, how does that improve their hip hinge so they have a longer stride? And then when they land, if they're running and they understand again how impact that foot mechanic lands on the floor, and then to produce the other stride from disassociation, like, there's so many different pieces of the program that are, you know, and Laura nailed her practicum. So I know she's doing this, but it is those little nuanced things that really make this special. And they make people like yourself, who are athletes and who are strength and conditioning coaches, be like, oh my gosh, my athletes are going to get more gains because of this program, right? Like, in think of like, if we can improve your hamstring mobility for your clients and get a little bit more hip hinge, how does that impact how much weight they can lift in their deadlift? A lot, right? And if we can understand breathing and core mechanics, if we can teach your clients how to, you know, integrate those two things into every movement, how does that change how many reps they can do, or that, you know, that point of failure? And so I think, sorry, I get too excited. I'm just
no. This is.
I can't help myself. I just, like, there's so much goodness to it, and I get so excited when people feel it in their bodies, because it. I even to this day, like, I crave yoga. Like, I don't have anyone to coach me right now, and I'm like, I'm going to a class on Sunday, so I have to go do yoga because, like, my body's craving it right now. You know, and it's not the same. Like, I can do yoga because I created it, and I can, you know, do it with my dog in the living room. But it's not the same as being coached by somebody who's there, who's, like, you know, looking at all of your little neural biomechanics, cueing you to then you feeling something to be like, yes, that's why I'm here. This is why I've bought into this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all can feel the passion that you have for this. Like, this is, this has been amazing. I know you have to go. Thank you so much. We will for sure request to have you back on the podcast. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm so excited to have Laura Lee have this information and we all get to kind of tag along for the ride. So it's been amazing.
Me too. And if I come to Waterloo, we're doing yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then don't we go for beer and sausages or something?
That's like, right. Oktoberfest. That's the fit life. That's the fit life as you describe it.
Work hard, play hard, right?
Work hard, play hard. Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Jana. I know you're so busy. Oh, just so pleased that you were able to join us today.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And thank you both for having me. And I look forward to like connecting on Instagram and seeing what it takes us. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Thanks, Jana.
Bye.
Thank you.
Wow. That exciting. Was pretty See? Awesome. See?
I think chat, like I've got to live through it through Laura Lee and I've been, you know, diving into what Joga is all about. But I think Chad's first taste was with you on Wednesday and now his second
taste. And now with the founder.
Yeah, so. That's pretty amazing way to get dig into it.
Yeah. Yep. Holy.
Yeah, she's so good. Yeah, she's fantastic. I love the passion. And I mean this like Joga is no joke. I mean, I think if anybody hasn't heard about it, and when you hear the name, I mean, you might feel like, oh, this is kind of some sort of knockoff yoga. But then when you see the sort of or hear the credentials of the professional teams that she's worked with and how long she's been doing this, and like, it's no joke, right? And I would definitely, I mean, I went through it and it is no joke. Like it's not yoga. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like the name sort of relates and there's maybe where it sort of started from, but it's something completely different. And it feels like that when she talks about it too. So this is super exciting. And Laura Lee, like, I think one of the big questions that probably the listeners were probably thinking of is like, okay, Joga, Laura Lee is now a Joga coach. How are we like, what is this sort of pro? And I think Jana touched on it, but like, do you have a sort of an idea of how this sort of is going to roll out for an LP member? Like, you know, we have our standard schedule, our strength and training 5 days a week, and there's, you know, cardio days and strength days. But do you have an idea like how you think this should roll out to the LP member?
All day, every day. No, I'm just kidding.
What would be your dream week, Larly? What would be your dream week of training, like, and incorporating Joga, like, as a member into your week?
Yeah. So when we did talk about that 2 to 3 times a week, so I think, you know, for me coaching it, I'm hoping to get in like 3 times a week. That's what we initially talked about. It may start out as 2, seeing how people go with that. So Adam, Michelle, and I have talked about this. There will be a virtual component because it's convenient, it's accessible. It won't though be like a pre-recorded. Because as you heard from Jana, this is a coached program. So even in a virtual, I will be coaching. I'll have like a demo person demoing so people can see it for the first time. But you'll start to get it pretty easily. But it is about me then observing and coaching. So like the things even, you know, I was saying to each of you individually, like straighten that leg. Dorsiflex. No, not that way. This way. So it's nothing that can be pre-recorded. So I do like the virtual component for accessibility and ease for our members just to go downstairs into their basement, grab their mat, let's go do it. But I do like the in-person as well. So there will be a mixture of that in-person and virtual. We've talked about also doing like a small group, doing one-on-one. That is so effective, doing a one-on-one session. So there will be those options too. If somebody just wants to book a one-on-one with me in person or virtual, that'll be an option as well. So I really think kind of the sky's the limit here. And like you said, I think once people start to get a taste of it, we say 2 in Joga, 6 to 8 sessions. And hey, you ask me, Quinn, Jenny, Heather, who have consistently done these with me, One, you'll hear them crave it, just like Janice said, and I'm not kidding you, because they see how the yoga gives them that edge on their day-to-day programming and their life. And you'll also notice that after about 6 to 8 sessions, they're like, now my body's getting it. Okay. You know, and they can feel, you can feel yourself getting stronger. You can feel yourself, you know, your body automatically moving in those ways. So that's what we're kind of looking at. Adam, did you have anything?
No, that's, I was excited to hear like how you would, you know, see it all coming together within LP. And we've talked about it with Laura Lee since she started the course back in January and how excited she was. And I think she's got to work with this awesome group during her process of getting certified. And we've seen the benefits with primarily those ladies, I'm going to say, because, you know, typically the buy-in comes from the ladies first, especially when, you know, the lingo of yoga comes out. And I'm excited for anyone who wants to just find that extra performance booster, extra muscle recovery, de-stressing, like just the breath work and how, yep. You know, you guys were talking about nervous systems, parasympathetic, sympathetic, right? Like really doing different sessions each week with different purposes. Now that I've experienced kind of like, I don't know, I think Laura Lee put us through a pretty tough workout, Chad. I would say like
requested.
for me, that's a Sunday. Like for me, that's an off day. If I'm going to do an LP workout, I can't also layer on that intense of a yoga session, or else I'm going to need like a day off if yeah. I try to.
Right. Cause it was a 1 hour session. So yes, it was. And that, I guess that was one of my questions. Like it almost feels like, and like she said, there's different ways of doing it. What we did almost feels like that could be a good substitute for a workout if you weren't feeling up for a workout, right? Instead of skipping a workout, I'm like, oh, my body's aching. I can't make it to the gym. I'm just going to mail it in. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Why don't you do a yoga session? Because I feel like that would be a good substitute because that hour long session felt sort of like a workout. And I know there's like the 20 minute sessions that might be better for activation. Like she said, like maybe before a workout, but I agree with you. What we did felt like, you know, yeah. I could do that on an off day for sure.
Yeah. And how Laura Lee and I were thinking about was like, typically our biggest drop off at LP is everyone's excited to start the week. They crush their Monday workout. They crush their Tuesday workout. And then by Wednesday, they're feeling it. If they get to their Wednesday workout, then they're taking Thursday off for sure.
Yes.
So what we were thinking is that we hit the Monday, Tuesday squats plus sweat warrior. On Tuesday evenings, we hit them with a really good like recovery session so that their bodies can start to recover to prepare for the second half of the week.
Yep.
Wednesday, mainly upper body, mainly strength focused. And then the ideal, which now the more I think about it, is Thursday night would be like almost a reactivation session where your body's been through a lot and you're just getting everything firing properly before you head into Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then again, Sunday is your like full recovery yoga mm-hmm. session. Yeah. We think we'll start with Tuesday and Sunday as the main ones. And then Thursday will be like that added bonus one where you're just tuning your body up, just a little fine tuning, you know, like Jana was saying, like, long holds, one or two sets of the movements just to fire all of the different parts of your body, you know, your feet, your ankles, your hips, your core, your shoulders, everything just quickly. And then boom, you're moving on. Where Tuesday might be more like breath work and like,
yeah,
Laura Lee knows better than me. I'm just,
And as Jan was saying, that's the beauty of the program, right? So at any time when I start the class, I can say, hey, how are you guys feeling? Right? What have you done? And they're like, oh man, I just did this. I just did that. And then, you know, we can create this kind of program, or I could create this program like kind of on the fly, right?
Yeah.
So we can tailor it, especially to what we know our weekly schedule is, and go from there. Yeah, because as I was saying to my Thursday, on Thursdays I coach a lot, and I was just saying bless you to everybody that shows up on Thursday, because one Thursday is just a tough day of the week. And yeah. Thursday's the hardest workout of the week too. Yeah. So I was like, bless you all for showing up on Thursdays.
Exactly.
So then Thursday night would be a nice little kind of, let's kind of get back in. Let's kind of regroup, because Monday through Thursday has been really tough. And you guys know, you guys experience those kind of relaxation pieces and just how that just like regens the body. Right. And some of those postures do that.
The big belly breaths, bouncing back and forth between the chest breathing and the belly breathing,
and
getting both nervous systems to talk together. And yeah, it was definitely, we felt great after, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, and I just like to shout out to two people, right? So when you say that about men, so right now Conrad is doing with me in person every single time. Awesome. And Jeff and Sheena started at the beginning, and then Sheena's crazy hours took them out. So Jeff is one too, was loving it.
Awesome.
And then Katie, I got to say a huge shout out to Katie Richardson, because I didn't have a demo person. My demo person canceled. And I reached out to the ladies, and she was going to demo my exam for me.
Whoa.
And and so thank you for that. And so that's just the commitment, right? And that's how it's good. Anyways, I was ended up getting a yoga person, but yeah, shout out, right? Because she was going to come and do my exam for me. So thank you.
Awesome. Community. There it is.
Yeah.
I did have two more things I wanted to chat about. One, I want to, as the pod host, I feel like I have to speak on behalf of the audience, but I think everyone's there. Some people will be thinking, I get my ass to the gym 5 days a week. I'm dialing my nutrition. Now you're asking me to do this, right? We've talked about recovery and the amount of proactive recovery. And we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, Adam. You know, we have Doc Kyle and Sid, and I think the focus of LP has really been on a lot of recovery, like modalities and just opportunities to make sure that our bodies are, you know, feeling great and feeling healthy. Now this is another sort of area that we add in. And I think this sort of tips the scale, but I think the biggest thing will be that schedule that you kind of just mentioned, that sort of sample schedule.
Yeah.
I think that's something that the listeners and the members should really listen to and harp on and really focus on. Cause it's like, I know it's asking a lot, but I guess the members have to really sort of figure out how to fit this in. I think this is something that I think all the members should do. So I've gone through it once, and I definitely see it being a super huge benefit. Over some other things that we've probably talked about in the past, but it'll be interesting to see how a community and Jana kind of said it too, right? Like how that community kind of embraces this type of modality, and how do we fit into a schedule where we're all super busy, but everyone's hardworking, and it is going to be hard work and a challenge to get it implemented into your routine. But I think the value is there already. And it sounds like Laura Lee, you already have some members that have tried it, and it's like you said, they crave it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There wasn't really a question there. It feels like it's just a topic or something. You know what I mean?
Okay, Adam, if you want to, you can go, and then I will, like, I'll go first. Like, I don't think a member is going to be doing this 3 times a week, to be honest, right? That's just
a lot.
It's a lot. One time a week, completely doable.
Right.
However it works for you. And this is just the schedule that we've thought. And so, And like I've said to people too, quite flexible with what we want to do to meet people's schedules. We're not going to, like, on a scheduled class, we're not going to hit everybody. But I think if you as the member can start to add one class a week on a date that is good for them. And like I said, virtual, completely accessible, in person on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning, good time there. Then that for me, I think is doable. And then if people want to do it on their own schedule, one-on-one with me, hey, Laura Lee, can I book just a class with you just to do it, book a time with you? Yeah. That's just kind of my sense. Adam?
My belief is if you're coming to LP hammering it 6 days a week. Like, if you want to continue to be healthy and strong for a long time, you need to do something for recovery. Like, yes, nutrition and good sleep, and that's going to help, but your body cannot continue to just go full speed ahead 6-7 days a week and see like improvements. Because if you're going to train 6 days a week, well, I hope you're seeing progress, right? Not just kind of repeat. This is a huge perform. I would rather see you do 5 days a week and one yoga session.
Yes.
There you go.
Right. And it's not that I haven't believed in this theory before. Like,
yeah, we've talked about this before.
Hammering it 6 days a week means that you better be doing extra recovery, right? And yoga is now a new tool that we can add in. But for every hour of training, the secret is in the recovery. Like, my performance has improved over the past 3 years, 4 years because of nutrition and recovery specifically. My training is not any harder. It, mm-hmm. If anything, it's been smarter training and better recovery. And mm-hmm. yoga is great. The last thing I want is to be injured or feel beat up. I want to feel strong and good so that when I have a race or a competition, or, you know, for all of our just day-to-day grinders who aren't racing or competing, like, you want your body to feel good on a daily basis. And this mm-hmm. is going to be a tool that you could implement once a week, twice a week to help that. You don't want to roll out of bed with aches and pains and issues. No. And I know our 6 day a week grinders, they feel those aches and pains.
Of course.
Right. So this is a great deal. Great tool to help that.
And just, and on that Doc Kyle and Sid note, they're both excited. They can't wait. And they were thrilled because they both knew of the program, mm-hmm. that this is being offered because of their commitment to recovery. Right. So both of them are just really excited that this is now being brought to our members too.
I was thinking of both of them during the entire session and how they both would just love the concept of the mobility, the strength and the flexibility, mm-hmm. combining it, not mm-hmm. just stretching and not having any stability or strength in that new range. Like Kyle and Sid always talk about, flexibility is pointless if you don't have the strength to go with it, right. in that, yes. new end range. And that's totally. What yoga is all about.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Amazing. I do want to talk about one thing before we go. Because we've talked about it. We've said it's challenging, kind of. And me and Adam have mentioned it's sort of a challenging our experience the first time. Maybe, Laura Lee, you can sort of give an idea to people that are probably wondering what a session would be like. I mean, I went in not knowing anything. And I asked Adam, I'm like, is this a workout? Is this recovery? Am I going to, like, do I need to log this in on my Whoop band? I had no idea what I was getting myself into. Without giving away the fun, I would like to see if you can maybe give our listeners an idea of some expectations of if they're going to do their first few yoga sessions, what can they expect?
I should be putting that back to you guys because you experienced
it. I can give you my thoughts.
Yeah, Jana kind of said it. We started with the breath work. Then what did we go into? We went into the... Did we go into the neuromuscular work?
No. So we went to the parasympathetic, the nervous system work.
Right.
And then we go into the circulation work, the muscular work, and then we move down that way.
And I was gonna say, to dumb that down even further, it felt like a lot of time in a very, like, a lot of lower body centric stuff, it felt like the foundation was being fired up almost regularly. And you definitely noticed your hands and your feet. That was the biggest. The two takeaways for me was like how much I was using my hands and my feet in the sense of not just hands, just like stretching, like your fingers and your toes. And that was just like my awareness of my extremities was at a heightened sort of area versus like just normal workout. People don't notice their feet. People don't notice their hands, but I noticed that a lot.
Yeah. So kind of like you're saying, so it kind of dumped down, right? You're going to do a warm up. We always start with the breath work to get that body prepared for what it's going to do. We warm up those quads. We warm up that
quads for you know, firing.
Because we know that the quads are going to be firing. And then we'll go into a little bit more kind of that, like that dynamic warm up, right? When we're doing some core flows in there. You know, so there's our dynamic, and then we get into that joint mobility and stability work. So, really firing those, those like ankle, toes, knee, hip joints, right? All of the intrinsic muscles, getting all that firing up. Then we'll go into a lunge sequence, which is those big muscles, right? So firing those big muscles, doing that muscular work. And that's where like on both of those, your heart rate's going up pretty good. One time I said to me, Quinn, I looked at her, you could have whooped it. I looked at her, her MyZone, and she had some green. I'm like, green in there, girl. She goes, I was sweating. Sweat was dripping down my arm. Right. So yeah, so there's cool. A sweat on here. Right. And then we'll go into, so we're firing up those big muscles, and then we'll go into a side plank series where we start firing up some of the adductors and the adductors, the smaller muscles. So again, that full range of muscles we're getting firing. And then we'll start more with some joint work, wrists, fingertips. So we're hitting everything there. And then we'll just do one more quick kind of salutation, putting all of that neuromuscular stuff together. And then we'll do some postures to kind of mobility it out, stretch it out. We don't like to stretch, but mobility it out. And with some relaxation. And you guys can talk about the relaxation piece too. And throughout of all of this, you know, heard Janice say there's tools that the members can use in their day, you know, to use in their day to, you know, just to kind of come back into their stressful days. There's tools that we can use to re-engage, to get back into, you know, into life.
Yeah.
Yeah. The distraction breath work at the end was so awesome.
Yes.
You know, kind of, hey guys, I know a million things are going through your mind, you know, take a second to think about them. And now let's focus back on your breath, and then, okay, let's think about them and then focus back. So you learn how to focus when you need to and get rid of the distractions when you need to, which is amazing.
Right.
Yeah. The breath work, the addition of the breath work is great because we know the importance of breathing for athletes. And I mean, just everybody, you know, the education on breathing exercises and stuff. And if you struggle with that, and we've talked to Bethany, me and Michelle talked with Bethany about breathing exercises and stuff, but like, even if you struggle with that, like you're getting that in the yoga stuff too. And I do struggle with the breathing exercises. I have a hard time putting that part of my routine, but like, hey, like if I do yoga, I'm getting a little bit of that too. So that was, I was happy to see that as part of that as well. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm excited about it. And it's exciting that we have someone in our community coaching it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, and just a quick thing on that breath stuff, right? And you guys would experience this. We were breathing into like our side intercostal walls, our back and our front. Right. So we are, what we're doing too, is that we are opening up the diaphragm, the whole breath area. So then you could increase breath volume. We're looking at our endurance athletes. What do you want to do? You want to increase breath volume, right? So again, we are working on that whole area as well. So posterior chain, anterior, sides, all of that for your breath work as well.
Yes, amazing. Yeah, so exciting news. You guys would have all saw an email that went out from November 8th to I think the end of November. We're going to be doing a trial period where we'll be testing out some of these class times. And Laura Lee will get to show you her stuff. And more importantly, you'll get to feel the amazing benefits of yoga. So make sure you, once we release the schedule on that, get those classes or cut one or two of them in your schedule so you can try it out. And excited to see what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so on there, because everybody knows that I'm really, really excited about this program, but just the two of you can just kind of get one highlight or one kind of funny or one kind of from the session we did on Wednesday that you haven't talked about, or one that you go back and you're like, oh, wow, that was good. Or
my left quad is still burned up. I mean, it was a combination of Monday. I did Bulgarian split squats, which is by far my favorite movement of all time. So then Tuesday was a little recovery day. And then Wednesday morning we hit this and my quads were hot. And I'm still, you know, still feeling that. So that those single leg, those single lunge movements, like that unilateral work, which I've trained a lot this year with golf and a few other things, still get me. So it's just like your body, that kind of stuff is just still like, that stuff is just challenging and it's, and it works because you can feel it.
My highlight, I pictured 6'5" Chad doing yoga and although I had to be like super focused on my own body because it was very challenging, Chad did way, like he was awesome. He did way better than I expected.
Same.
For a 6'5" dude,
he did
a variation of yoga. So that was amazing.
Yoo-hoo!
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I was awesome. Hoping you noticed.
I have one video where you're using your wall beside you.
The wall.
Yeah. Cheated a little
bit. Have a wall close by if you're doing it at home.
But for sure, like if anybody's done yoga and you've struggled with a lot of those movements, at least for me, like being an athlete, I didn't struggle as much as I thought I was going to. Like I didn't know what I was getting into, but I go to yoga being very vulnerable. Like I'm not going to be able to do half these movements in a decent way. And it didn't feel like that at all. So for me, it's a really good fit.
Yeah. Nice.
Good question. Good way to end it.
Yeah. It's a great way to end it.
Thank you so much for joining. This has been awesome. Thank you, Laura Lee, for joining.
You're most welcome.
Great. And thanks to Jana as well. It was great to have her on and,
good.
Yeah. So thanks everyone for listening. Hopefully we'll see you at a yoga session.
Yeah.
Look forward to it. Guys. Thanks.